So in the beginning of Parshas Miketz, Yosef comes out of the bar, and the Torah tells us, "Vaygalach vaychalif simloisaf." Takes a haircut, changes his clothes. So Rashi says, because of Kavod Malchus, it was appropriate that he should look fit and trim. L'tzofnas paneach, the Rogashav raises the following question. Chazal tell us that Yosef was a nazir. Because in the brachas to Yosef, Pasuk says, Ulakodkod nazir echav. If that's the case, how was Yosef able to get a haircut? That's the question of the Rogashav. This is coupled by another question that other Mefarshim ask. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that Yosef came out of the boar on Rosh Hashanah. So how is Yosef able to get a haircut on Rosh Hashanah? So the Rogashava deals with both these questions. Many answers are given to the latter. One is, like Rashi says, because of Kavod Malchus, the Chasam Sefer says that he was totally in a Nashach, that if you do it all Yidei Nachri, Kavod Malchus, it's okay. Others say that the Moshe of Zakenah from Baal Yatosa says it was Bikoach Nefesh, that's why it was okay. And other answers are given to this question as well. But the Rogashava wants to address the Shaila of Naziris, and he says that we find in the Gemara Nazir that there's two types of Nazir. There's a Nazir L'Shloshim Yom, which is Stam Nazir, or however long he says he will be a Nazir for. And then there's a Nazir Olam, a person who makes a neder to be a Nazir for his entire life. And of such a Nazir, there's a Kula. In Hichbad of Cyrus, that if his hair literally becomes heavy on his head, he's allowed to trim it approximately once a year. So the Rogashav is Mechadish, that the type of Nazir which Yosef was a Nazir Oilam. The fact that he got a heter to get a haircut was because a Nazir Oilam has a heter for such a haircut.
I'm getting any ideas.
It's interesting. Your name is Yosef, right?
That's what I said.
The Rogashav's name was Yosef. Uh-huh. And he named his sefer Tzofnas Paneach, which is after Yosef HaTzadik. And he had very long hair, and one explanation as to why was because he was a Nazir. And he asked this kashif. Marsha, later in the parsha, and this is Marsha in Shabbos Koflametes, it says, Vayishtu Vayishkaru Yimai, that they drink, and they got shikr with Yosef. Chazal say, for the moment that he had left them, he didn't drink. This is the first time that he drank, that they drank. So the Marsha asks the question, understand, isn't a Nazir also biyayin? So how is Yosef drinking? So his first teretz is that Nazir is lav dafka. It wasn't really a Nazir. He just acted like a Nazir. The haraya, he says, vayegalach, he got a haircut. So he addresses the question of the Rogashav, and he's forced into saying from these two places that Yosef wasn't really a Nazir. But in the second teretz, he says, no, perhaps he was a Nazir. But he had a heter to do so, vayigalach, because of Kavod Malchus, like Rashi writes. Truth be told, to declare whether or not he was a Nazir Mamish or not a Nazir Mamish, the Medrash takes a stand on this. And the Medrash of Bereishis, Rabbi Tzadiches, says, Yosef Nazir Mamish Haya. And it really puts a whole spin on our perspective of Yosef, our vision of Yosef, when we understand from Chazal that he was Mamish a Nazir. So this is something which needs to be understood. Why, how is Yosef a Nazir? What's the significance of the Nazirus of Yosef? Coupled with that, we find that when Yosef is in the bar of the Tsar of Potiphar, and he sees the Tsar Ha'ofim and the Tsar Ha'mashkim, and they have these dreams, Yosef says, "Ha'alele lokim pesrunim sapru nali." He was very confident that he would have the interpretations of these dreams. When he's called up before Paro, and Paro says to Yosef, "I hear about you that you tell interpretations." Jesus. He says, "Right, very different answer." He says, "Biladai Elokim Yane Shlom Paro." Where was the confidence? Where was the sapun ali? I have pisronim. Shem has Pesroinim. No. Biladai Elokim Yaneh Shlem Paro. So to explain this inyan, B'siyata D'Shmer, by way of introduction, the Kamarna Rebbe says the following thing. Kol ha-shetim tz'chayotcha v'l'ases v'kachacha aseh. Pasuk says, Shlomo HaMelech, whatever is in your power to do, you should do it. And he writes, and this is quoted in the Rama Mipanu and others, it's teaching us that whatever a person is osek in his life, he should do it with kavana that he's doing a mitzvah. Halavai, he should be miyachid yichudim, like tzaddikim do, that they know how to weave together names of Hashem and to go in a higher way. And he says, this was the derech of Chanoch, of which the Torah tells us that he died after 365 years. Ve'inanu, Hashem took him away. Hayatoifim in olim. The profession of Matat, Chanoch, he became the Malach Matat, was that he dealt with shoes. He was a shoemaker. And every weave that he made in the shoes, he would be miyachid yichud, and he was mechabi baruch shenk v'machsal anavod. And so too, he says, tuchol yachid yichud, then b'chol masha ta oisa ba'olam, komo malachos masu mata nachila shtia, everything which a person does, he should be miyachid yichud, and have kavanas Hashem. This is going to pertain to Yosef HaTzadik. We'll have to explain why. Because the Sfar Makdashim tell us that Yosef was the Indian of Chanoch. Yosef Chanoch is Ein Zach. So to keep that in mind, as we move forward in the Sugya, this idea will circle back in Mitzvashem. Chanoich, miyachil al kol tfiru tfiru, baruch shenk v'machsel. Now let's go to the Sugya of Yosef HaTzadik, going back to the Mechira. Yaakov, Yosef have a very warm relationship. Yaakov gives Yosef his son's pass, and the brothers are offended. They're jealous. They saw Yosef goes down to Mitzvah. The way that we have learned this growing up was that Yosef didn't want to be sold. The brothers did a terrible thing. And they tore up the Ksonis Pasim and makes his way down to Mitzrayim, and he has to fend on his own. In Primis, however, that's not what happened. Yaakov knew that Yosef wanted to go down to Mitzrayim. Why did Yosef want to go down to Mitzrayim? Because he knew the Gzeira of the Bris Ben Habesarim, that Yaakov would have to go down to Mitzrayim. And he was Moser Nefesh for his father to go down to Mitzrayim to be Mevatel the Gzeira of Kigir Yezarecha, so that Yaakov would not have to go down to Mitzrayim. Yosef went down intentionally in order to be Mevatel the Gzeira. And this is the pshat, what Chazal say. The Zayir asked the question, why didn't Yosef tell Yaakov over, after 22 years that he was in Mitzrayim? Couldn't he have sent a letter, a messenger, say, hi, I'm the king? Why did he not say anything to Yaakov? Somebody asked me this week. Can't tell you how many times I've heard this question from people. Why didn't Yosef say something to Yaakov? So the Zayir asked that question. The Zayir says, because when the brothers sold down Yosef to Mitzrayim, they made a covenant, a bris, that nobody should say, and Yosef was included in that cherem. How was Yosef included in the cherem? Would they force him into the cherem?
Was Hashem in the devil also?
Hashem, no.
Don't have that one?
No. According to one pshat, yes. Okay. The Zayah says that Yosef was the 10th man, and he was included in that. He agreed to that. But the pshat is, because Yosef agreed to be sold. This was part of his plan to go down to Mitzrayim. And this is the reason why Yaakov made Yosef this Ksonis Pasim. It was to be a Shemira from the Mitzrayim. A spiritual Shemira more than a physical Shemira. Chazal say that this Ksonis Pasim was the same Indian of the Begid of Adam HaRishon, of that very first Begid of Adam, the Bigdei Chamudas, that Adam HaRishon was given this Begid, and he controlled all of the behemoths. Noach wore that coat, says the Piket of Elazar, in the table, which is why he was protected from all the behemoths. And Yaakov gave this coat to Yosef to protect him from the behemoths in Mitzrayim. They are compared to behemoths. Ki b'sar chamayrim b'saram, Chazal say. And hence, when Yaakov sees that the coat is torn, tarof toraf Yosef, Chazal say, he's not complaining about the physical health and well-being of Yosef. He's crying about Oso Dov, the bear that was going to be sent against him. Chazal, our nimshol eshes potifar to a bear, that he would be prey at the hands of the Aveir of Eishes Potiphar. The spiritual shmir was gone. Now Yosef finds himself in the bar. He finds himself in the bar. Chazal said that he's crying, he's screaming with Nechashim and Akravim. This is his end. What does Yosef do now that he doesn't have on his path and to protect him from these animals, which is supposed to be his shemir, but he doesn't have the beged anymore? He looks at himself and he finds himself, he's arum. He is completely naked, Chazal say. What does he do? He needs something that's going to be shemir him. What does he do? He's makabal upon himself Naziris. The Naziris was Yosef's shmira when there was no more ketonis passing. In the middle of the bor, that was his last resort, and it was going to be the Kedushas HaNaziris and his holy hair, which was going to protect him.
30 days or for life?
So, we're not going to go back to that shaila, but if it's the Ragat Shavar, then it's a Nazir Olam. And according to some, the reason why Yosef ate and drank wine at that meeting with the brothers was because it wasn't a Naziris Olam. It was Al Tanai until he reunites with the brothers. And as soon as he reunited with the brothers, it was over. But he was Mekabal upon himself Naziris. The remnant to that is that the words which the Torah uses, the habor reik ein bo mayim, without the vav, habor reik ein bo mayim, was gematria naziris. In the pit, he was makabal upon himself naziris. And with that naziris, he goes down to Mitzrayim. And all the hatzlacha that Yosef has in Mitzrayim, that Hashem is with him, is because of his naziris.
When you say naziris is kosher to shmira?
No, it doesn't say that it's kosher to shmira. It's makusha the fact that the Shekhinah was shorei on him. Like Shimshon, right? Shimshon had amazing powers because of his Naziris. The precedent of Shimshon is now Yosef. Yosef is exactly that. And there's a remnant in the Gemara. The Gemara Brachas Tafn and Vav Amid Beis says, a person who sees in a dream that he's getting a haircut, he should say this pasuk, Vayigalach Vayichalev Simlosav, before somebody says a different pasuk, which is not a good pasuk, Im Gachalti Visami Mani Koichi, which is the pasuk by Shimshon, where his powers were taken away. But we see the comparison the Chazal making between Yosef and Shimshon. They were both Nazirim. And Yosef has Hatzlacha very much like Shimshon had Hatzlacha. And what's actually very interesting is that Chazal, the pasuk says in Shoftim, that Shimshon accomplished more in his death than he accomplished in his lifetime. The pasuk says, "Vayhu hamesim asher himis b'maisav rabim asher himis b'chayav." More that he killed of the plishtim in his lifetime, he killed in his death at that last moment of zechrenina v'chaskenina, bringing down the poles. We find the same thing by Yosef. He was very masiach in Mitzrayim, but Yosef did more for Klal Yisrael in his death than he did in his lifetime. What?
The Aron
kiyas yamsof nas mipnei nas. That all of Klal Yisrael left Egypt because of the Aron of Yosef. That was the greatest accomplishment that Yosef ever had. Al Kopanim, Yosef in Mitzrayim is a Nazir. And all of the koches that he has in Mitzrayim are due to the fact that he's being soimich on his Naziris. And with this we can explain Pshat, what Chazal say about Yosef, that when he was in Mitzrayim, he was oichel v'shoisa u'misalsel b'sarai. What is this? He's a beauty pageant? He's looking in the mirror every day to see how gorgeous he is? That's not the Pshat. Misalsel b'sarai means that it's his chefzah de kedusha. He doesn't have tefillin. He doesn't have tzitzis. He doesn't have anything else. What is the chefzah de kedusha that Yosef has in Mitzrayim? That's his hair. So he's mesal sil basare. What that means is that on every single silsil which he made with his hair, he was being miyachid yichudim. Then in the same way with every single tfira which Chanoich made, he was miyachid yichud. Every single silsil which he did with his hair, he was being miyachid yichudim. Take a look at the very first Mishnah in Meseches Nazir, where it speaks about the Lashonos which a Nazir says in order to bekabel upon himself Naziris. It gives many examples. One of them is Hareini Misalsel. A very uncommon word in Torah Shebal Peh. Hareini Misalsel. Hareza Nazir. And it's the Shmir of the Kedusha of the Silsel Besiris. And Oyecha Veshaisa. Because he made himself into a Nazir, and he said, I'm not going to eat grapes. I'm not going to drink wine. That means that everything which he will eat and which he will drink will have a new level of kedusha because he has that prisha. So not only was the silsil besar an act of yichud, but so was the achila, and so was the shtia. Everything was because of the hatzlacha that he had through his nazirus. Yosef makes his way down into the bor, saha mashkim, sar oifim, and he's able to interpret the dreams because of the nazirus. Now, boy, so what happens? Word gets the power from the Sam Ashkin. There's a guy down there. He knows that I interpret dreams. Yosef is called up. As soon as he comes up, Vaygalach. The Naziris is gone. Yosef has left the Namatzav back to where he was before. When he lost the Ketonis Pasim, he can't interpret anymore. Oh, so going back to the Lishonos. When he was in the pit, speaking to Sanash Sama Oifim, Sapun Ali had the looking personim. I can interpret dreams. I can do whatever you want with this Koyach and Nazirus. But now that he had lost it, he was in a fateful moment. If he wouldn't interpret the dreams, he would be a dead man. So he turned to Kashmor, but plead, Biladai Lakim Yanesh Amparo. It wasn't said he can interpret it. He didn't know what to do. But Chazal said in the Medrash that the Ruach HaKodesh came upon him and he was able to interpret the dreams. But the lesson that he was learning from here, and the reason why the Ketonis Pasim was taken away from him, was because he was too much being Samech on the Ketonis Pasim. And this is a very big hashgafic difference between Yehuda and Yosef, and why Yehuda took away the Beged, was because Hashem wants that a Yid should only rely on him. That even on Chafatzi the Kedush, Hashem is the one that a person should rely on them too much, that he's not being Samech on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Iker Smicha that a Jew is as an Hashem. And because he relied too much on the Ketonis Pasim, it was taken away. And because he was relying too much on his Silsa Basaris, it was taken away. And that's why Chazal say that Yaakov says to Yosef, Hashem says to Yosef, how long will you do that? I mean, there was a tefiyah on him. If his tefiyah was that he was Me'achid Chudim, what's the tefiyah? What the pshat is that he was being soymich on it too much. And therefore needed to be taken away. You see this from the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Yud Chesed Ben Aleph, that Chazal didn't know, the Rabbanim didn't know what the word Misalsil means. They didn't know what the word meant. And so they chanced once to the house of Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and they heard Amsei the Rebbe, the Shivcha in the house of Rebbe, saw a guy who was playing with his hair, and she said to him, "An Masai Atam Misalsil B'Sarecha." And then they knew what it meant. It's very interesting. It could be that even the word Misalsil is a Lashon Mitzvah, without going into it, because Yosef was a Mitzrayim, which would explain why they didn't know what it meant. Al Kopanim, what's the remez here? For that they had to learn from the house of Rebbe, but the Amsei the Rebbe? The pshat is that we know that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Huda Nasi, was the nitzitz of Yaakov Avinu. That's why I'm saying Nasi is Vashay Tevas, Neshama Shal Yaakov Avinu. So we know that Yaakov appeared to Yosef. When he was about to do the Avirah that she spoke to, Yaakov was there. Why did Yaakov appear to Yosef? The pshat is that he gave him a techa and he said, Ad Masai Atam Esalsa Basarecha. The reason why you're in this rut is because you're being relying on your Naziris too much. And that because that had to be taken away. So basically, going back to the Gemara Megillah, the way that they understood what the word Mesalsa means is because the Amsid the Beirevi said, this was exactly the taina of Yaakov, you know, Hainu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the same lashon to Yosef. This was a tfiyah. This is hinted to, this tfiyah, by the Sar HaOfim. The Sar HaOfim's dream is that he sees a sal on his head. What's the word sal? So Rashi and Yirmiyah says on the pasuk, to salsala, usarami mecha. I don't know if it's that one because there's two places in Yirmiyah which talk about the word silso. This is in Perek Vav. The word salsal. Rashi gives one pshat in the name of Dunam, I believe, and the second pshat in the name of Menachem. He says the word salsa comes from the word sal, a basket. Now go back, with that in mind, go back to the dream of the Sar HaOfim. He sees a basket on his head. So there's a salsal on his head, at the place of the Cyrus. That's equivalent of saying in the dream, "An Masai Atam Esal Sabarecha." And what's the fate of the Sar HaOfim? He dies. So there's a kitchuk. I mean, it's a hint to a kitchuk against Yosef that he's being the Sal Sabasara through the Sal on his Rosh, and he's going to be Chaimisa. And look what happens. Because he relied on his Naziris to interpret the dreams, he's called up, Vaigadach, he loses his Naziris, and he has to perform in front of Pirate. And that's what Hashem wanted, that he should be only Samech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that moment, we had nowhere to turn except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's imbued with a new Ruach HaKodesh, and he becomes Melech, and everything changes for him. But very much like Shimshon, then in that moment where he lost his Naziris and he was powerless because he was relying too much on the Koyach and his rather than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he was totally his Koyach in the Cyrus, it was lost. But the aftermath was that there was a moment where he succeeded even more than he had as a Nazir. And that was the Hatzlach of Yosef in front of Paro. Let's tie this into Chanukah v'siyata d'shmai. One of the secrets of the Naziris is that it allows every single Jew to reach a very high madrigas of Kedusha. There's a lot in common between the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol, the Kahuna Bechlal. One is that a Nazir has really three primary halachas. It can't be Matame Meis, and has to stay away from any Achila, any Shliya, which has to do with Gefen, Kfan, Yayin. And we find the same thing by a Kohen. Right, a Kohen is not allowed to be Matame Meis, and he's not allowed to do Avoida if he's Shikr, if he's drinking any Yayin. And he also has halachas related to his hair. He's not allowed to grow his hair too long. Nazir has to grow his hair out. But very rarely do you find anybody having halachas regarded to their hair. So the secret of Nazirus is that a person shouldn't say, oh, I wasn't born a Kohen, I wasn't born a Kohen Gadol, how come it's not for them, it's not fair, I can't have it. Hashem made a Pesach called Nazirus, that if anybody wants to enter into the realm of the Kedusha of the Kahuna, he could do it through the power of Nazirus. So really Nazirus and Kahuna go hand in hand. Why is that possible, that a person can access Kedusha HaKahuna from Nazirus? Because the Medrash said, and it's quoted by the Baal HaTorah in Parashas Yisrael, on the Pasuk of Va'atem Tihi Bamlechas Kehana V'Goy Kadosh, that at the time of Matan Torah, every Jew was elevated to the status of Kohen Gadol. And so it will be, Lo Salavo, every Jew will be on the status of Kohen Gadol. Of course, we lost it because of the Chida Eagle, but there still is a Roishim of our Kahuna Gedoyla. So Mamela, every Jew can tap into the Darg of Matan Torah by making himself a Nazir, and to be Nis'aleh, to be Nis'alsel, to the level of the Kahuna Gedoyla. In fact, there's a Gemara which says, "Miyom shechar beis hamikdash, nagu hakohanim silsul ba'atzman," like a maila. It's a maila. So we see Nazirus and Kahuna go hand in hand. The whole secret of Chanukah is the hispashtus of the kedusha of the Kahuna. In the beis hamikdash, in order to light the menorah, you had to be a kohen, and it had to be done in the beis hamikdash. But like the Ramban says in Parshas Balaischa, that Chanukah is a hemshech of the kedusha of the menorah. So, Chanukah time, every Jew lights the menorah. That means every Jew is nis'ala to Kedusha Sakahuna, and every home becomes the home of the Beis HaMikdash. That's really, in essence, the Hispash of Kedusha, which translates into Nazirus. There's a Kedusha San Nazirus which is taking place. And Be'emes is, this was the Kitrug on the Chashmonaim, according to the Ramban and Parshas Vayechi. The Gemara says that the Chashmonaim, that family, were wiped out completely. The Ramban says it's a Pella. The Gemara says, anybody who says it comes from the home of Chashmonai is a liar. He's an Eved. How could that be? So Ramban says, because they made a mistake. The Chashmonaim, after their victory, they were a shtickle gaiva, I don't know exactly, but they took the Malchus of Beis Yehuda. And because they grabbed onto the Malchus of Beis Yehuda, that's why they were destroyed. And that's exactly what Yosef did, Be'emes. The reason why Yosef was sold down to Mitzvah, according to some Rishonim, at the hands of Yehuda, because he made a Merida B'Malchus. He challenged the Malchus of Yehuda, which is why in Parashas Vayigash El of Yehuda, and he says to him, Ki Kamecha Kefara. What does that mean, Ki Kamecha Kefara? He says, Chazal said he knew, he had a shmek, that this was actually Yosef, and he was telling him, the reason why I sold you was because you were taking the Malchus. You wanted to be like Par, you wanted to be like me. But because he was married by Malchus, you would have had the right to sell him. And that's exactly what the Chashmonaim did. That they challenged the Malchus of Beis Yehuda, that's precisely what Yosef did. And this is the whole inyan of the Kreich HaNazirus as it pertains to Chanukah, the secret of being nis'ala to the Darg of Kahuna. This goes back to Chanoch and Yosef. Like we said before, that Yosef was Masalsa Besara, just like Chanoch was Akol Tvir Tvir Merchshen Kermach Salam Vaed. Yosef went down with that mission to be Megalik Vamachu Shemaim in the world, even in the lowest places. Because there's a Zayar, although I didn't find it, but this farm quoted, Ihi Chanoich, Ihi Chanukah. Chanoich and Chanukah is the same meaning. Al Kapanim, we see from here the Shaykh is that the Kahuna has to the Naziris, which it has to Chanukah as well. But the Acharem is, even the word Nazir alludes to this, because Nazir is the letter Zayin Ner, which is a hint of the Menorah, but there's a Rachti Ner the Mashichi, there's another Ner. And that's the letter Yud of Nazir. The Yud of Nazir is like the Shairish of that Ner, which is in Shemayim, the letter Yud, comes down. So Zayin Ner with the Yud, that's a hint to the Nes of Chanukah. But Derech Gematria, if you take Va'atem Tihim Omeches Kehanim, the Goy Kadosh, it's Gematria 8 times the word Ner, because 8 times Ner is the secret of Chanukah. And if you take the word Chanukah B'Milor, and you spell out the Ches, the Nun, the Vav, the Chaf, and the Hey. So Chanukah B'Miloy is Gematria Mamleches Kahanim.